This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wanted to take a few minutes to talk about some projects ongoing in Galesburg, including Park Plaza across the street from us here, and the idea of maybe looking into a regional bus service based in Galesburg. Galesburg Public Works Director Wayne Carl is on the line to talk about all that. Wayne, thanks as always for your time.
No problem.
Let me ask you, since it's just coming out that the Public Transportation Advisory Commission talked about this yesterday, but it sounds like it's pretty preliminary in that you're looking at perhaps making a regional bus service based in Galesburg. Can you talk about how that came about?
Sure. The state law allows for formation of a mass transit district, and it would be able to be a separate entity from the city. This kind of came up about a month or so ago where staff were just looking at that. One of the problems that we get is requests from people outside of the city limits for service in Knox County. And there's also other agencies out there that provide transportation services. And they're also having some staffing and vehicle issues as well. So the thought was to look at what are some possible options in order to address the needs out in the county. One of the options is the formation of the mass transit district. The other option, the city could expand the service as well, but because it's a relatively new concept, we still have a lot of investigation to do. So at the PTAC committee meeting, it was brought up and briefly discussed. We also will have a work session at some point in the near future with the city council to explain how the process would work and some of the details. In between that time, we're in the process of still researching it, checking with IDOT and other transportation agencies on how the process would work. But the main goal is to provide transportation outside of the city limits without changing the convenience of the transportation system inside the city. So
Right. Maintaining
the existing transit bus service as well as the handyvan service in the city like it is today, but also service in all of Knox County.
I was reminded as you were talking there of I lived a couple of years in Springfield, and the Springfield Mass Transit District became the Sangamon Mass Transit District in order to try to get out more into Sangamon County from a little more from what I understand. I'm curious, you said you get calls from time to time from people outside the city looking for transportation. How often does that come up?
In talking to the staff in both Galesburg Transit and a handy van, it's usually every day somebody will call needing assistance, either going to medical appointments or shopping or get to their job. And so they get calls from Knoxville, Watauga, Abingdon, all over, and they typically get a call a day each agency. So they do get a lot of calls requesting service.
Yeah, so it sounds like even though you still have a lot of investigative and other work to do, that there may very well be, at the very least, a little bit of a need that might be addressed here should you decide to go down that route.
Right, and currently the way the transit is structured is it's run through the city of Galesburg. The city receives federal and state operating assistance for the majority of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
The overall cost for the two operations is about $1.8 million per year. The city also has to put in a local, of that $1.8 million, we put in about $240,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's local, that's not reimbursed back from federal or state. So if we were able to form a mass transit district or serve all Knox County under our current structure, but just take on some more service contracts with some of the other providers like VNA or Bridgeway, we could possibly reduce that $240,000 contribution the city puts down into the operations right now down to zero if we were able to get enough contractual service. Mm.
Sounds like it might be a little difficult serving everybody, though. I mean, given that there are some parts of, and I'm thinking, well, not of the explosion that happened, like Rapatee, for example, and London Mills being so close to the Knox-Fulton County line, for instance. It sounds like it might be a little difficult to get everywhere, though, no matter how you kind of divide it up, right?
Yeah, that'd be something that needs to look at some of the details that need to be looked at. Obviously, depending on population and the need for the ride, there'll be different services provided. Knoxville may have a more frequent service, or Abingdon may have more frequent service. It just kind of depends what the demand is in that regard.
Sure. Talking with Wayne Carler, the Public Works Director for the City of Galesburg, here on Galesburg's Evening News. I think since we've spent about half my time talking about the potential of a mass transit, I'll go to the other issue I wanted to talk to you about, and that's reconstruction of Park Plaza. It really sounds like it's getting into high gear at this point, at least the one half of the plaza you're working on right now.
Yeah, we're actually working on the Park Plaza and half the parking lot, and so we're doing about two-thirds of the overall project is underway right now. Mm-hmm. The contractor is going to be working on storm sewer next week. He has to get out into Main Street for part of that storm sewer work, but that'll wait until after railroad days for that connection out in Main Street. So he'll confine his sewer operations to within the plaza limits there. He's got all the demolition done in the plaza and the parking lot, and he kind of did an interesting thing. He had a subcontractor come in and grind up all the existing parking lot and make that into reusable aggregate for the plaza, for the fill area of the plaza. So that was an interesting process to see done, and that's all been completed for phase one part.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've heard that sort of thing being done before, but it sounds like it's pretty unique, at least to this project here, right?
Yeah, it was a great place for that, where he could just recycle it and then push it straight to the north into the plaza area. So it worked out really well, saved a lot of trucking material out and trucking material in. So that was a good idea that the contractor had there.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of reusing things, I know you were looking to do some of that with some of the bricks that that came down when the West Theater was demolished, but it sounds like from what I was reading the other day that maybe turned out to be a little more problematic than you thought. Is that right?
Well, the bricks, there were walls up adjacent to the building, so we really couldn't, and plaster on the inside of the wall for the north wall of the theater, so you couldn't really tell the quality of the brick that would be left on the surface. And we want to have a weather-tight surface there for both buildings, and so both brick surfaces are needing some sort of encapsulation on the top of them to make them weatherproof, weathertight. And so we're in the process of getting prices from the contractors that would do that work, and then we'll be taking something back to the city council for consideration to put a watertight surface on the outside of those brick.
So that would be essentially what, a change order on the project then at that point?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. Has any of that caused any delays? I thought I saw something where maybe you're looking at getting this done a little later than you originally anticipated.
Yeah, it's just taking a little bit more time. Originally, we planned on having a quality brick surface that we could just have the mason go in there and tuck point and then put a high-performance paint system over the top, and then we'd be done. But given the challenges here with the brick type, it took a little longer. We had some more coordination meetings with both building owners because it's their wall to maintain in the future. And so that just required a little bit more coordination, which has extended the time period out probably about 4 weeks from what we had originally intended.
And that's you're referring to both, the Weinberg and the Azer building, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So it sounds like, gosh, if I didn't know any better, a project that's kind of been delayed and stretched out here a little bit already is just a little more delayed again. That must be awfully frustrating.
But it's typical whenever you're dealing with, I mean, they're very old buildings and nobody's around from the era when they were constructed, not sure how they're constructed. And so until you start getting into demolition, you're never quite sure. You have to go on some assumptions when you set up the bid to get the project moving, and it, typically you have to be a little bit flexible in order to finish them out.
Any other problems or concerns with the Park Plaza work at this point, Wayne?
No, I think things are going really well. We were concerned with the wall of the building adjacent to the Park Plaza during the demolition process, but that stayed intact and was monitored during the whole time. And So we are interested in getting that wall repaired, though, in order to be able to utilize Park Plaza. So there'll be an item coming to the City Council on Monday night for first reading about being able to repair that building, 120 East Main Street, that's adjacent to Park Plaza.
What was the projected cost on this project, and how has that changed at this point?
On which project?
The Park Plaza, yeah.
Park Plaza, the bid price was about $1.55 million. And so far we haven't taken any change orders to council for that, but we will have to do a little bit of change order on that project. During the time we were developing the plans, there's a section of the alley that's behind Coney Island that we weren't able to get the paperwork done to acquire the alley, to extend the improvements into the alley there. And since the time we let the project, we were able to get the quitclaim deeds from the owners. So we're going to basically extend the Park Plaza area across that alley to the south. So in the upcoming weeks, we'll be needing to bring a change order for that extension. But other than that, we've stayed on to the original plan so far on Park Plaza.
That's going to be a little bit of a help being able to work on that alley too, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an old retaining wall that's there. Doesn't drain particularly well in the alley. This will be a nice addition so we can incorporate the new sidewalk in the parking lot all the way up to the face of the building and bring the doorways to be ADA accessible in the back.
So you've seen how that alley doesn't drain before, I take it.
Yes.
There you go. All right, anything else happening that folks might want to know about, Wayne?
We're getting ready to start on Academy Street, North Academy Street reconstruction. That's scheduled to start on the 24th of June. That runs from Ferris Place in front of Hanson Lumber to North Street. It's going to be a reconstruct the street in concrete with a base of concrete and then put a brick wearing surface back on using the original bricks that were on the street now.
So you're telling me we're not going to be able to get to our storage facility there, are we?
Well, you might have to be creative.
Oh, well, you know, that whole creative stuff goes up to a completely different part of the building. But no, I for folks who don't know, we store some of our remote and other equipment on Academy Street in one of the former Willis Steel buildings there, I believe. But hey, we'll make do.
It shouldn't be too long. Each stage would be about 4 or 5 weeks, so it won't be. There's two stages to the project, starting on the south end of the project, and then once that's done, they'll move to the north end up by North Street.
And that's going to take how long again?
Probably 5 to 6 weeks on each stage.
Okay, very good. So I guess patience is a virtue, right?
But sometimes when it comes to reconstruction, unfortunately, it does take some time, but it's worth the wait always when you have nice new street out there when you're done.
All right, very good. Public Works Director for the City of Galesburg, Wayne Carl, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate the updates as always.
No problem. Thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll have sports and business news next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.